Parshas Shoftim. The end of Parshas Re'eh is the Inyan of the Sholish Megolim. So a lot of the Mefarshei HaMikra, they say, what's the Hemshech from the end of Parshas Re'eh, the Sholish Megolim, to Shoftim? So the Chizkuni, the Orachayim, the Ebenezer, Asach and the Mefarshim, they say, L'chayra, when they're Oyel L'Regel, it's an opportunity that then, when everyone is in Yerushalayim by Aliyah L'Regel, that the Dayanim Kedan, Gans Kla Yisrael, then B'Shas Aliyah L'Regel. It would be a Havamina that there's no requirement to have Bezdin B'chol Ir V'Ir, because by the Aliyah L'Regel, they could be Dan everyone. Of them, the Pasuk came to be Mafkiya, that no, that Al Af, the Tak, the Sholish, Pam, Bashon, your Oyel L'Regel, Mach'al, Shoiftim, B'Shoitim, Titan, B'chol Shorecha. You have to have B'chol Ir V'Ir. The Baal HaTurim says it's coming to be Maramez on another Indian. That the Moyadim we know are Kavua al Yedei the Bezdin. Shabbos, the Gemara says in Beitza, is Kvi v'kaima. Shabbos is every seventh day. It has nothing to do with Bezdin being Kaveya the Chodesh. Over the Regolim, which is totally in the Tarich of the Chodesh, is totally in Bezdin. That's why the Emes and Davening, the Gemara explains. On Shabbos we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yom Tif we say the Chasimo Mekadesh Yisroel v'Azmanim. Because Klal Yisroel al Yedei the Bezdin is Kaveya the Chodesh. So that's the shyness from the Regolim to the Shoiftim, that the Dayonim of Kaveh, when the Regolim will be. Svasemesh Drixos and Andrew Nakuda, that the Sholish Regolim are also Yemei Din v'Mishpat. We're talking here about Mishpat, Shoiftim, Mishoitrim. The Sholish Regolim are also Yomim of Mishpat, like the Mishnah is saying in Rosh Hashanah, that on Pesach is Nidin al Atvua, Atzeres is Nidin al Peir Seilon, and on Sukkot is Nidin al Amayt. Shoiftim, Mishoitrim, Titan Lachov, Bechol Shorecha. A person in his guf has seven sha'arim. Shnei einayim, shnei oznayim, two chayrim in the af and in the peh. A person has to put shoiftim v'shoitrim on all the sha'arim of his guf. B'chol sha'arecha, not to be nichshal, chas v'sholim, in the wrong things. Rav Shloim HaKluver says a pshat in the pasuk, shoiftim v'shoitrim, titan lecha b'chol sha'arecha, and the hemshir is v'shoftu v'sa'am mishpat tzedek. He says, Hagim Atzmachah, if there would only be one Bezdin, and there wouldn't be Akoponim a lot of what they did, Bechol Ir V'Ir, so there would be Omes, there would be a lot of Mishpat, there would be a lot of Dinim, Dine Torah, that would be all on the Mutal, on the Kaspe of that Bezdin, and it would come out, either they would do Din V'Chipozoin, because they're in a rush, they have to accomplish so much, or it means either Chisid, there would be Inu Yadin, that they would have to push people off, and the Mishpat would be Nimshach, Harbe Yomim. Vinatvi, it wouldn't be a mishpat said. Is that Pashat? He says how to read the words. Shoiftim v'shoiftim, titan l'cha v'chol sha'arecha. There should be an abundance of what they did in all the cities. Al yedei zeh v'shoiftim v'sa'am mishpat tzedek. There won't be chipozoin. There won't be a hechruch for the dayanim to be done with chipozoin. And the idach, he said, they won't be ma'ana the din. I saw in the sefer from Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, he says, we see in the haftorah of Parshas Chazoin that the Golus and the Geula is all totally whether the Dayanim are Shoifit Mishpat Tzedek. Mitzarecha, the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, the Pasuk Chav Gimel, in Paragalach, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, that why did the Golus happen? Sarayich Soyrim v'chavre ganovim kulay oyev shoichad v'roidev shalmoinim. That the Dayanim were l'keach shoichad, and that's why the Golus happens. And what's a few psukim later, Pasuk Chav Zayin? Tziyoy v'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh v'tzdok. Sayid v'sibas ha-Golus, Sayid v'sibas ha-Geula, is al yedei whether the shoiftim are shoifit b'tzedek or not. So he says, interesting, titen, he has a whole sefer just on Demacris that are meramez on that. He says, titen is 850. From Knesset to Eretz Yisrael till Chorban Bayis Rishoy was 850 years. You make the cheshbon of Mishkan Shiloh with the first base of Mikdash. From the Knesset to Eretz Yisrael till Chorban Bayis Rishoy was 850 years. So it's shoiftim v'shoiftim titen l'cha. The kiveya of whether, how long you'll stay in Eretz Yisrael, which l'besoif was taka titen, was I'll tell you whether there was Mishpat Tzedek or there wasn't Mishpat Tzedek. The Pasuk Vekso Shoiftim V'Shoiftim Titan L'cha. Simcha Burnami Pashischa, they bring down and he says, Titan L'cha, a person has to die himself, it's really a Gemara. Kishoit Atzmach Atchila V'chakach Kishoit Acherim, the Ersht Azach is that the Shoif, it has to be Titan L'cha. The Shoif at Ershtens, so Zain Shoif at Avzich, that he should die himself first to see that if he's Taka, an Odom Hobun. The Shev Shmaitza in the Hakadoma, in the Shev Shmaitza, there's a whole arichas of a Hakadoma, Divri Agoda. It goes, I'll say to the Aleph Beis, and then it goes, I'll say there his name, Aryeh Lei Bakoyim. Akoponim in Ois Tov, when he's going, I'll say to the Aleph Beis there. he says the word on the Sifri says on this pasuk, shoytim v'shoytim titam l'cha, zok the Sifri, kedai hu minoy hadayonim k'sherim l'hachas es Yisroel u'l'hashivan al admosam. It's kedai minoy dayonim k'sherim that will keep Klal Yisroel and Eretz Yisroel. So that must be set up shot before. Oh, but he says, what's the taich in this thing that it's kedai kiyam a mitzvah, it's Shabbos, tefillin, kashrus, any mitzvah, kedai kiyam a mitzvah, the l'hachas es Yisroel. So the Shef Shmaiti wants to say pshat based on an akeda. He brings the akeda on Parshas Vayera, the Sefer Akeda, that he says a pshat on Parshas Vayera. He says as though the akeda has a kasha. Anshei Sedoim were roi v'chatoyim ma'oid. Now look what happened to them. There was nefach ha'ir. They were all killed. Look at Anshei Kalegish Begiva. Frek the akeda l'chayra Anshei Kalegish Begiva did a bigger avil. What they did, the Ma'is of Pelegish Begiva is even an erger zach. And they weren't nenash in Azah Oifin, that it was Nepach and they were Hakod Gemura. Zokta Kedah, the Pshad is because Anshei Sedoim, the entire city, was Anoshim Royim Hashem, there was no Dayonim Toivim, the whole system was corrupt. The Dayonim Gufa was the Anshei Sedoim that was corrupt. Mashen came by the Anshei Pelegish Begiva, Taka, there was Yechidim and against a Tzibur and against a group that was Taka Nixon on the Kedah Pelegish Begiva, but it wasn't made on the fact that Becholzos, there was Shoiftim. The shoytrim, the whole shorach, that there was shoytrim, nemonim, and tzaddikim there in the city. And that's the chilek, that's what saved them. Zok, there's Shev Shemaitim, that's the touch. Kedayu minoy hadayonim haksheirim lahak, he says, Yisrael, Lashon al Admosam. You can have two maitim, you can have the maitim of Sedoim, and the maitim of Pelegish Begivim. You said the etzim pagam of the Avera of Pelegish Begivim was there. Aber kedayu minoy hadayonim haksheirim, that saves it. Now there's two things over here, there's shoytrim and there's shoytrim. The shoytrim are the dayonim, and the shoytrim are the policemen, right? The ones that are mevatzeya to see that it's done good. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is medayik. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it says in the pasuk lishvatecha v'shoftu, right? Noisin l'chol lishvatecha v'shoftu. Rav Shimon Gamliel darshins lishvatecha v'shoftu that the shoifet has to be from that city. That you're not supposed to have that the shoifet of one city that lives in one city and he's a shoifet in another city. The shoifet should be from that same city. There's a kepeda taka in the dayonim in the mitzvah the medina when they have a kepeda that the dayonim here should live in that city. Some of them rent apartments. It's a haste that they live there. They register themselves there. But this is not that the shoykut should be from that city. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks, yes, you can be medayik from the reisha of the pasuk already. And he's medayik from the safety. He wants to say he's medayik. Only the shoytrim have to be from the city. The shoytrim don't have to be. He wants to be medayik, but the shoytrim doesn't have to be from the same city. Only the shoyfit has to be from the same city. State the hemsich below sikah shoychad. What's the shoychad? There's a whole sugya. The Gemara ksuba stuff. Kuf hey. The Gemara explains what's the shoychad. The Gemara says, "Omer Rav, what's shoychad? Because once you take shoychad from somebody, you become guf echad with him. You become attached to the person that gave you the shoychad." And he says, "The drasha there, my shoychad shehu chad. Shoychad shehu chad." So Rashi learns chad. The noisin and the makabel become one. The person that gave the shoychad becomes one with the dain. It's going to be hard to dan. Then emet and maybe come lahafra of the other person. You became one with the noisana shoychad. Shoychad shehu chad. As I said, Rashi, there's another pshat in the Gemara there. Shehu chad. We know the Gemara says kol dayin shedon den emes lamitoi ki ilnase shutif laKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh bereishis. If a dayin is done din emet, he becomes a shutif laKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm then saying the Gemara, but if he takes shoychad, so then he's chad. He stands alone. He's not with the Rabbi Shlom. He's not a shutif with the Rabbi Shlom. He stands alone. And under another, a very similar idea. Normally, a person is done, the shoyfet is done, Adin Torah, the person that he passed against is not so happy with him, but the person that he was passing in Klevosa is on his side, and the Eved is on his side. However, when he takes shoychad, then it's chad. The only person on his side is not the one that gave him the shoychad. He doesn't have the Rabbi Shalom. He's left there alone with that person. But I saw another chat. What does it mean, shehu chad? Chad is a lashon of sharfkeit, chiduda. Shoychad shuchad. When the person takes the shoychad, for whatever reason, that the shenema is going to have a whole pilpul, a whole sharf of stickle fire to explain why the noisana shoychad is takarai. Lechayra al pi pashtas lechayra. It would have been. It was ma'aber the ene chachamim, right? He's going to come with a chad, with a pilpul gadol to say a shoychad, to say a davar chodesh shoychad and chodesh, the same letters. To say it, he'll come out with a zanai zach, a sharf zanai zach. I can take the shoychad. There's a spirit. It's two places. One place by us it says ki hashoychad ya'avra enei chachamim, and in Shmois it says ki hashoychad ya'avra pikchem. So the Goyim explains There's Chochma and Pikchus. Chochma is Chochmas HaTorah. And Pikchus is Pikchus in the United Arab. And a Dayan has to have both. And so, listen, Shoichat is Ma'avar, you want both. It's Ma'avar the Chochma, and it's also Ma'avar the Pikchus. The Chidah says, what's the letters after Shoichat? The letters after Shoichat is Shin Ches Dal, it is Tof Tes He. If you take Shoichat, you're Mata the Din, Kata, you'll be Mata the Din the wrong way. And then what happens? The letters before Shoichat is Gzeira, Gimel Zayin Reish, Bezayin Gzeira, or Bezayin Roiges, of Roiges, of Roiges of HaKadosh Baruch. From Shoichat comes Tata, and then comes Roiges. The Gemara brings in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Tes Zayin, Sashayin Maisa. It says, Ima Sholim, the Bitu the Rabbi Lezer, Achti the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had a sister. She was married to Rabbi Lezer. And she had a shayla. Now what's going to be with the Yerusha? When their father is going to be Nifter, she wanted to know if she gets a chelik of the Yerusha only goes to the son. So she went to a certain philosopher, it says there, a min, that he was the Shivivusa, he was the shoichet of that neighborhood. And she went to him and she paid him shoichet. She gave him a sharbi the dava, golden leichter, sharbi the dava. And she asked him, what's the din if we have a Yerusha between me and my brother Rabbi Gamliel, what's the din? So the Shoifet said, Avad, in your Torah it says that a Ben Yarsh is not the Bas. From when you were in Golos, it's not true. Now, in our Mishpat, it says, Bro, the Brato, Yarsi B'yachat. The next day, Rabbi Gamliel came to him, the brother, and he gave him a Hamr Luboy, gave him a donkey, a very expensive donkey, as they bring to Gemara the Maisa. And he asked him, what's the din by Yerusha between a Ben and a Bas? And he says, no, in our Poiskim it says, Azoyvi, it says in the Torah, that the Mokim Bro, Brato, Yars. Then they came back to his din Torah. When it was Negei Negei, they went to the Shaykhut. And the sister, Rashi explained, they did this all to be Mafaris and Koine Barabu. But the sister said, let your psak shine up. She was being Maramazim on the Sharag of the Da'ava. Let your psak shine up. And she was Maramazim, what is she paskin? And Rav Mil said, I think my donkey came and tripped over your life there. It's not there, the donkey. Osa Chamra, the Bacha, the Botash, the Sharag. And Rashi said, they did it to show. To be revise him about his shoicha. The Chazanish writes in Emunah B'Tochen, Moridik Yisoid, he says a person's allowed to be a shoifit for his oyev. A person has a person that he loves very much. Ufakar, he has a soine. He's allowed to paskin. The fact that he happens to love that person or doesn't like the other person, it's not a psul and a dying. A dying could have Yisha Vadas and paskin. On a shaila of Basa B'Cholav or on Trefus and this, you pay the person and it's not a problem, he can paskin you the shayla. When it comes to Din Chosh and Mishpat and the person gave you Shoichad, it's a Gzeris HaKosav, it's a Metzias, he says, the Torah was Machadish, then it's a Metzias. Shoichad Ya'avr Eni Chachonim V'Yisal Adivri Tzadikim. It's not stand in the Gia Shabbat, you can paskin on an Oyev, you can paskin on a Soine, it's a Mezunder Metzias. Istakul by Raisu Bora Alma, in Torah state, Ki HaShoichad Ya'avr Eni Chachonim, Dos Verte Metzias. And he has all the reasons to explain it, that it's a teva that the Ebers was Matbiya and the Bria, that Shoichat is Ya'avar Eni Chachamim. So on a Sefer, Tisebis Brocha, he has a Kasha, the Torah asks us to give the ribbis, to take the ribbis. Laisigach Shoichat. The Dayan shouldn't take Shoichat. Why it's not Osir for the Baldin to give the Shoichat? Lamashal ribbis, is an Isser of ribbis. Ribbis is Osir Sayan the Loiva, and Sayan the Mal. Do by ribis by shoychat stay, but I seek a shoychat. Why is there no iser nesinas shoychat? So he said the terrorist, I didn't understand the pashin and cheshbin. I'm not, I can't figure it out. But as up the cheshbin as up. Says, the beduktik, the Torah didn't write an iser of nesinas shoychat. It's also for the dying, but it didn't give an iser to the baldin. Why? The Torah had a matoras of it. If shoychat would be allowed the raisa to give the shoychat, so then a baldin, let's say Reuven, would come and say, it's kedai for me to give shoychat. My shutev here, who I'm having a bintara with Shimon, he's not going to give shoychat. It's a lav d'oraisa. He won't give shoychat. So it's me kedai to give him shoychat. It's packing it to wife. Or the kahayoyim that it's not a lav d'oraisa. That Reuven machan achesim says it's kedai for me to give shoychat. Saivi Shimon's also going to give shoychat. It's not also him. Saivi Shimon's also going to give shoychat. Says minish kedai. Hashara can gel it. Anyway's not going to. But shnei nish achesim. Punkt vaker. He's going to have to give shoychat to balance it out. Fun fact about the machna edge. As I talk, there's tikkulah. Loisita locha asheira kol eitz al mizbach Hashem alikecha There's a lot of dinim that I learned from it. One of them is that you're not allowed to make an extra binyan in the azara. You're not allowed to plant an extra tree or plant an extra binyan. The azara, the tzura, there's something that has a tzura. There's a shiloh, the achrayim over here. What do they do on sukkis? Sukkis, when they ate the kachim, kachim that have to be eaten, kachim that have to be eaten in the azara, how do they have to eat? Manashach. You're not allowed to build the sukkah because leisita l'chasher kolei, and you're not allowed to take the basar out of the makam azara and eat it. Chutz mi sukkah is also awesome. So there's a big arichas pulpulim rab and nemru b'davar zeh. But for shteitach, it was nechukul the shnei oifanim even to explain why, for whatever reason, you were allowed to build the sukkah or work out why it was oisgahalim to have a sukkah. Or pumpakat to explain for various reasons why it was mutter to eat the basar, not in the sukkah. Not arichas in it. Ki yipolei mimcha, stay back there, pasuk ches. Ki yipolei mimcha davar lamishpat bein dom ledom, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega, divrei ribas b'sharecha. I saw a part of the Magen Mikelm. Ki yipolei mimcha, if a yidden will start being nispoil, why the yidden are soivel so much in the golos? Bein dam ledam, why yiddish blood is not treated the same as by the goyim. Uvendin ladin, uvenega lenega. Why we see that in Ali and Yonim the Yidden are saiva so much. Zotir din, it's because of divrei ribos b'sharecha. So felt an achdus. Well, given achdus in Klal Yisrael, well, this nish given asa. Under a fear noise. And the Kamta Valisa is on the gain in Eretz Yisrael. They've suffered so much in Europe and this. The Kamta Valisa is on the gain in Eretz Yisrael. State the parsha from the Melech. A Melech has to have a special state of Torah, the cost of loy. A bezundera, a mishnah at Torah, as I said, bezundera state of Torah. Everyone in Klai has to have a state of Torah. A Melech has to have two sifrei Torah. What's the taitch? A Melech has to have two sifrei Torah. One is that he's yoytiv nichnas imu, wherever he goes with the state of Torah. And one is munach bebeis gnozov. So there's a pshat. Nitzarecha, a Melech is different than a regular person in Klai, so he has to have a state of Torah that goes with him wherever he goes. A Melech Mitzvah Teva Advarim deals with a lot of different people, a lot of different Melochim, Malchim, Masoilam, and Komini Anoshim from the Memshala. Some people that are good, Betivam, Be'etzim are good, and some people that are not so good. And he treps sich mit verschiedene Sorten Menschen. He has to have a Sefer Torah with him the whole time. A Melech Kiseida could be mushpa from something, from someone, from a Matzah, from a person, from someone that something says, someone that something does. He needs to take a Torah to someone. Kiseida by him a Sefer Torah. Me'idach Hisa Hagufa. With the Sefer Torah and else, but he's so mesuvah from so many different hashpoyis, can't sign dos alein better much, but the Sefer Torah better much. He has to have a tzveik, the Sefer Torah, shemunach b'beit genozov, that stays Torah b'tarosah, that's where he can seder b'mashve, to know what the emes l'amita is, and not to be changed, and not to be mushpach has b'shom. Mizok, the Chofetz Chaim says the part, and on the Dalet Minim, Mizok the Samol, that the Esrig, comes together with the other three minim, right? The Medrash says that the Esrog is the one that's the Talmud Chacham and the Balmidus, Torah and Mitzvahs, because it has Tam V'Reach, and the Arova has Loi Tam V'Loi Reach, and the Hadas is Reach V'Loi Tam, the Lulav is Tam V'Loi Reach. Aluk comes to Zaman, Torah, by Sukkis, is Aluk comes to Zaman. Oh, but the Esrog only comes to Zaman with the other three, V'Shas, the Maisa, Mitzvah. Afterwards, he leaves. The other three stay together the whole time. Oh, but the Esrog, not Erkum Tzu to Zaman, Mitzvah, oh, but then he leaves. Then he stays the length, Esrog stays the length. State that pasuk Novi Mikirbacha Meachecha Kamoini Yokam Lecha Hashem Alekecha Eilof Tishmon. You should listen to the Novi. There's a Maisa. Someone wanted to say, I think it was about Rabbi Shmuel Diskin. They were having a nidin about a certain psak. And they said, someone I screwed up the notion, Eilof Tishmon. You have to listen to God, he's the God Lador, Briskero. Eilof Tishmon. And the Gevara Mikuach, Mezok Eilof Tishmon, the Torah Zok as Ashpracha for Novi. Novi Mikirbucha Meachecha Kamoini, Yokam Locha Hashem Alekecha, Eilof Tishmon, of a Novi. We can Zok enough of Emerson, God Lador, of someone, Poskin of whom Yisrael was man as it. Eilof Tishmon. So the Satmar Rebbe of Yoel was noichich by this Meister. And they say that Kamach Yad, he mumbled, no one, someone overheard him. And he said, Darizal, Rav Kveger, Darizal, Rav Kveger, Darizal, Rav Kveger, Manish Pashtanim. So someone asked him what he meant, and he said, Poshit. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Chaf Hey, and he didn't make a whole Eisig of Ashir Eidim, but Kalach Yad, I think it's a... There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Chaf Hey. Over there, the Mechaber is discussing about Nakdishah, by the beginning of Kedusha. It's a shame about what you're supposed to do. Is the Kahal supposed to say a whole Nakdishah on Aritzah, on the Kaddish HaShimcha, whatever, the whole Agdama, or just the Chazan says it, and then you get the Kaddish, 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 and the Tzibur says Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Is the Tzibur supposed to say, before the Chazan says it, before the Shas says it, the words Nakdishah on Aritzah, Kenayim Tzibur. So the Mechaber brings down, Ein HaTzibur Oimer B'mashatz. Rabbi Kveger, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber does not say it, that only the Shas says it. Rabbi Kveger, the Oilam is not right to say. Rabbi Kveger brings over there the Hagoyes of Shulchan Aruch. Avol the Kisvei Ariza al Kosav that you should say the whole Kedusha with the Shatz Mila B'Mila. Eilof Tishmor. Lashon Rabbi Kveger. Does that mean? Clarity was up. If I mention his man as it, so you're saying the Ariza because Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger. Maybe and then he said maybe the Ariza is different. The Ariza. But that was the Shach Matayah. As Rabbi Kveger at the result as Ashprach after Ariza. Eilof Tishmor. The Patek right before is talking about a Ritzeach. You saw someone killed the Mezid. You killed the Ritzeach. The next Patek, so the Baal HaTurim says, what's the Hemshech HaPasukim? He says, one would think if you kill the Ritzeach, maybe his mom is also left there. Maybe you can take his money also. When the din is Nishtazoy, it was Nidin the Chomer Shabbai, come with the Rabbinah Yashem. He was killed. The money of Adi goes to his Yerushim. You don't take his money. And that's them Shech HaPasuk like Sasek Vul Reyach. As I said to the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim was how many maybe stop? You would think of Oynish, you could take his money also. The Meshech Chochma says, you can say a little Anish, a similar idea for the Hem Shech HaPasuk, but he says with Andrew of Art. He brings a Hagoyz HaShri. The Hagoyz HaShri in the fourth paragraph of Baba Kama brings from the Urza Ruach. That a Ritzeach, even though Taked is a Ptor Tashlum and Oskom Levi Darab Mineh, but the MS, he also ba'avled the person with mominus. He took his nefesh away, he took his mominus away also. The Yorshim could be toifus. Tvisa helps. In tafsu ain't mitzim liyadim. The Yorshay hanirtzah could be toifus. But he brings that they can only be toifus metaltulin. He has a whole sticker, means exoist. They can only be toifus metaltulin. And that's damshach apostle. Karaka they can't be toifus. Meaning taka loisachis eincha, and there's a din you can even take his money. Abav loisachis gavul reyecha. From the karaka you can't money. Kiseiti la mulchama aleivecha. There's two parshas over here. The next parsha about the next previous parsha is Kiseiti. Over it's nechlak the two parts. The sugya is in soita explained by Richus. Our parsha over here is talking about misha bana bayis veloy chanochoi, not a kerem veloy chiloy, eras isha veloy lekocha. So the din is yeluch v'yashuv lebeisoi. But the Gemara explains he has to lemaisa go to the border and he has to be mesapik mayim u'mazon laachiv. Shebe Krav. Next week's parsha is a different parsha. Misha bona bayis v'chanocha. He already was mechanic. Look at Isha, he was already married. Shana Rishona. And not the Kerem Shana Rishona. It's not only on Isha, it's on a bayis, on a Kerem, and on Isha. Then the din is Noki Yil, Abeisa, he's Nishar Bayis and Gansin, the din of Shana Rishona. But that's the two different parshas. There's Eres Isha v'loilakov, Eres Isha and Karlakov. The Gemara explains that the Kohen used to get up and give a whole drosha of different people that are supposed to go back from the Mohammed. So first of all, there was this announcement of Misha Eres Isha, the Loy Lekocha Barabais, the Loy Chanochoi, that he would go and they wouldn't send him home, he would go and be in a more safer place, taking care of the Mayim Muslim. And then they would announce the Asher Bonabais the Chanocha, Eres Isha Velokocha. He would be sent home in Gans. But there was also other people. There were people, Mia Isha Yori Baracha Levov. Now there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yisai, I believe it. Mia Yishayori. One man the Omer is, Mia Yishayori means Yori me Averis Shebiyodoi. Someone that's scared of Averis. And he's scared that maybe his Averis are going to cause. That maybe he's going to be Noifu Gomuchama. And the Gemara says, what's an Averis Shebiyodoi? The Gemara says the Sota there, Hasoch ben tfilo l'tfilo, aver hi biyodei v'chayzer alav yorcha melchama. If you talk between tfilo and tfilo, what does it mean you talk between tfilo and tfilo? Machlekes v'shoyin what it means. The Rosh learns it means, you talk between tfilin shel roish and tfilin shel yad. Tfilin shel yad and tfilin shel roish. Hasoch ben tfilo l'tfilo. You talk in between putting on the two tfilin. And the Rosh said there's even a remez, there's a pasuk. V'toraf zroya af kodkoid. That's going when the Negod are going to Melchama. V'toraf zroya af kodkoid. That's a remez on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. If it's keseder, if it's v'toraf zroya af kodkoid, without a hepsik, without soch ben tefillah letefillah, that will be a menatzeach from Melchama. But in the Yerushalmi, it's brought down a different shot, and it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. Hasoch ben yishtabach liyoytzer aveir hi biyadoi v'choyzer olav merocha Melchama. And it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Dalit. In Hilchos Tefillah, Hamesaper being Yishtabach liyotzer, someone talks in between Yishtabach and Birkas Kriyishma, Averi biyodei v'chayzer olav meorcha melchama. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is a remez to this din, that not only if Sedei Raisa, Chil Shabbos, Chazer, Loshon Hara, Azah Veira, that you're yori me'aver shabiyad v'chayzer olav meorcha melchama. Pua din, Hasoch ben Tefillah v'tefillah, and it's brought down this din, someone that talked between Yishtabach and Yotzer is a soch ben Tefillah v'tefillah. So it's two different pshat. Either it means talking between putting on tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish, we're talking between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Now the Mishnah Berurah, they bring a different shot from Del Yerava. The Lashon over there was, Hasoch ben Yishtabach liyotzer, aveir hi biyodin, v'choyzer olav erach melchama, which we're teaching means, that's also a cause to go home by the melchama. That's called an aveira. It's enough that you should go home, you shouldn't go to the melchama. But Del Yerava brings a different shot. He says, we know our tefillahs have to go up to Shemayim, and it's saying, and there's a whole maruchah that the melchama have to bring up the tefillahs, that Hasoch ben Yishtabach liyotzer, someone that's going to walk. So choyzer olav erach melchama, his tefillah won't go up. It's nothing to do with this Gemara inside. It's a different chance. Choyzer olav merocha melchama, the marocha that's going to try to be ma'ila the tefillah lamala by talking is going to not let it go through. Now the Torah here says beferish when they're going to the melchama loisaroit mipneim with lashon the pasuk. Al yerach lebavchem, al tiru, al tachbizu, al tarzu mipneim. In Rambam and in Chinuch count this as a lav doyraisa. It's a lav doyraisa al tiru. The Torah was mitzvah, a lav doyraisa, not to have moir. There's a shayla. So the stipe has a whole shayla. Is it a shayla for Hilchas Bitochen? Mitzvah Hilchas Bitochen takets machayev you? You have to know. It's a dvorim shebeleid. The Torah is machayev leisachmai. The Torah is machayev al taras mitnei. Or it's gart, not mitzvah Hilchas Bitochen. Maybe even a fool. It's mitzvah taksisei mulchama. The mesirus nefesh from mulchama. The tzura from the mesirus nefesh of mulchama is al taras. You will fall, you won't fall, but al taras. So other to Bitochen dikidin, other mysterious nefesh, but the love of their eyes, to my legs, we're showing them, but the Rambam counts as the love of their eyes. So Bert HaShal, I think the Mechassimach asks it. The Gemara says, there's a Machloik is Tanoim. What does it mean, Yori Varach HaLeva? Whether it means, Yori Me'aveira Shebi Yodoi? And Rabbi Yosef literally says, no, it literally means, Yori Varach HaLeva, if you're scared. Poshit, if you hear the voices and the noise of the Susim, it's a whole list of Susim of the other, the whole Lashon of the Mishnah there. You hear the noise of the Muhammad, you're scared. That's also a cause to go back. So the Gemara says, that's an afkamina. Is it only someone that's yori from Aveira, or is there someone that's poshet skeered? Fret, if you're poshet skeered, you're being over lav deraisa. Lav deraisa, if I'm not harat mitneim. You're over lav deraisa, so then you're yori ma'aveira shebiyodah. What the Gemara is saying is an afkamina, that one man the Omer is, you're only going back if you're yori ma'aveira shebiyodah. The other man the Omer says, no, poshet, even if mitzias, you're scared, even if you don't have any Aveira, son the Gomer, but you're scared, also receive it to go back. And the Gemara works out an afkamina. If you're scared, you're over a lot of the rights of Al Tarat Mifnei. As I fret, you might listen. Read it in the... There's a famous Maisa with the Maskilim. That the Maskilim once made a play that they wanted to bring out the Tzura of how Klai Yisrael makes a Mulcham. And they made a whole Marocha that a whole bunch of people got up to the Mulcham. And then they announced, Mi Yishash HaBonabai, and some of the people went off. They had a short part in the... on the cast of the play. And then they announced, Mi Ha'ish, Yori Me'aveira Shebiyodei, and some people went off, Mi Ha'ish, Yori Me'aleva. The kids were announcing, and at the end, only two people are left to make the Muhammad, two Altayin, the way they portrayed it was the Shangas Ari and the Rebbe Kveger, and they have an Oifilach, as I was like, the Doish, I get a Shemuchamah. So the Chaim of the Zog, Als is the MS, Tak, as I cooked the Chaisa Muhammad, and Als is the MS, they make one thing, they're trying to make Chaisa from it, they don't reason, Azoy is the Menaseh Muhammad. If you go through that Seder of Arman Taka, who's left, is already Kvegin, Mishai Masari, that's not a joke, it's not a Badiha. Azoy Taka is Mimatzeh Mamuchama, that's the Seder of Arman. That's the Tzura. Azoy is Mimataka, Mimatzeh Mamuchama. same fight, Rabbi, when you're going to the Muhammad, you're making a kisotzer al ear, Yomim Rabbi, you're going to make a motzer on an ear. So you're not allowed to chop down the wood. Rak eight asher teida kiloyet michael is allowed to rise and allowed to chop down a fruit tree, only an eighth that's not with fruit. But the lashon of the pasuk is rak eight asher teida kiloyet michael oisay sashes v'karota. Only if you have a yedina berura that it's not an eighth michael. In fact, the Malvim, my other friend talk about this also. What if it's a suffix? You know, there's a big machloekis v'shoyim. This topic is a yam. We're not doing it now. We're not doing it justice. But there's a machloekis v'shoyim. Rambam and the Rashba, the Shef Shmaitza and Shmaitza Aleph. Chava talks about it. Whether suffix derais in lachum or suffix derais in lachula. The Rambam sheet that you do is suffix derais in lachula. Midrabbanan, they said that on a suffix derais v'shoyim. Or midrais in ikra din suffix derais in lachula. And the Rashba told suffix derais in lachum. It's negeya. Kam of the kam in yonim. Suffix mamzer. Suffix orlo. Andrazah. Fret the Malvim is a posita. State Rak eight asher teida kiloy eitz Michael. Only if b'yidia you know that it's not an eitz Michael, then you're allowed to sashkas v'charota. And let's say you're not sure. You don't know if it's an eitz Michael or not. Like the Rambam, suffered the rice in lachuma. You should also be able to chop it. L'chayr the pasuk is doing like the Rashi, that it's mashma that suffered the rice in lachuma. That only when it's a yidia gdoy berura that it's loy eitz Michael, only then it's sashkas v'charota. Misafik it would be usher to be sashkas v'charota such an eitz. As I fracted, I have an arichas and then mazundurshus. You have at the end of the parasha Egla Rufa. Ki imotzei chalal ba'adomo, and you don't know, lenoi de meiko, a whole seder advorim, the zikne ear, they make him a dido, and they take an egla to a nachal eson, and they're oirif the egla by the nachal eson. A ganza parasha, try to be mechaper. It's a ganza perik in the end of Mesech Besoita. Yidur of Chaim Kanievsky has a ganze sefer, modeled like a sefer, Nachal Eson, on these in Yonavi, Mamish, with protein, goes into every part of the sugya, modeled like a sefer. But so interesting, what's it doing in Masech Besoita? The end of Masech Besoita is the Perak Egla Rufa. So the emeth is, in the seventh Perak of Soita, it's Eilun Amorim B'chol Lashim, Eilun Amorim B'lashim Kodesh. The Mishnah goes through things that have to be said after B'lashim Kodesh, and things that can be said b'chol lashon. And one of the things, the amir over here that has to be said, it has to be dafka b'lashon kodesh, and that's why, and then it goes through. So the next thing, the second form is egla ruf. Avada, that's the first pshat. But I saw a pshat pshat. Soita is a marvel de kazakh that legavi dinyonim of znus. The Eivish to said, it's very rare you have a zadaf. The Eivish to said that the oilam hazad is going to be a way that ba'ifin neis v'fela is going to be muhra the din. The sixth is dayonim that are supposed to pass the dinim. The Eivish was machadish in a certain oifen when it was a kinoi, when a stira, when I the whole story, when Al brought him, that the Eivish said that Zayin al Tzias, with a hashkos mei soita, that the oifen shaloi kederach hateva, that Zayin a mivchon, a way to be machriya, whether it was takas in soil or zinsoil. In the times of the Mon they had it, right? The Mon was able to be magid, and that things like that. But there's a Metzias, for the Yonam of Arayas, the Eivish said in a certain oifen, it will be a zazah. Kanal is by Egla Rufa. The Targum Yoinus will hear by Egla Rufa. Rabbein Lachai talks about it. The Panayach Rosa brings it others. That when they were oirf the Egla, what happened is after they were oirf the Egla, came Toiloyim out of the Egla. The Rabbein Lachai brings that the Egla itself got up. And Chesam Meisim was that. And the Targum Yoinus brings that from the dead Egla in the Nachalaisin, it came out a Mechil of Toiloyim. And they would start marching, these Jukim, Mechalais, whatever they are, Toiloyim. And they would march all the way to the Makam of Nuritzech. And I don't know what that means. And they would have to kill the person based on that? I don't know how to fear ice. By Soita, it's Kipshuta, the Saida Isha and Saida Boyle, whoever he is the Tzav Sabitna, and they attack Allah Makom. Sometimes it's Schus Toyla for Shona, Shematayim, but the Mitzvah says it was Mukhra Din, and they would die. The Indian is Saifa Din Yanam of Arayas and Saifa Din Yanam of the Ritzicha. That's the Shaykh that's doing Yanam. This is two places where the Eivish was Machadish, that would be a way that it would be Machriya Din. That from the Egla would taka come, the Nechil of the Tulam would be Machri of the Reitzeh. You pass him based on that, you would taka kill him. Where's the Avis? Where's the Asro? I don't know how to fear us. One of the dinim in this halal of this Egla Rufa, again, there's a yam of sugis here. Exactly the protem of how you find it. The Gemara learns from Sukkim that it can't be Tomun. That it can't be that he's covered. It has to be al pnei adama. He can't be tomun. He can't be tzom. He can't be tomun. So I saw Chaim Kanievsky and Nachal Eson. He's mesupik. What if, I mean, if it's covered over with something, if the challah has to be open in the ear, if it's covered with something, there's a cost of prat mutam. There's no parsha regal. There's a cost. What if it's covered with glass, with clear glass? Is that called? Is a schuchis called tam? A sof in bright is schuchis. The emes is dugmal is there. Find in other places. I saw there's a shayla in the poiskim. If Talmud Chacham, explain what I mean. If Talmud Chacham is dinai kitzoya or dinai k'erev, is a Talmud Chacham like tzoya or like erev? What's the difference? You know, there's a din by tzoya. A person can't daven or say a davar shel kedusha when there's tzoya. But if it's covered, it's not a problem. What if it's covered with a schuchis? You still see it, but it's covered. You're allowed to daven. The fact that you see it is not a problem. It's a din that has to be mechusa. Erva is a din that allowed to say a tefillah, a davar shel kedusha. When there's a mokum, when there's an erva in front of you, the Gemara says in Brachas, "Velo yirua lecha erva zdaver." Even if the erva is mechusa with his chukas, it's not enough. Lamaisa, you see the erva now. Zman hazeh, you have a zamtzis. So there's no such thing. There's a zat, like there's a chukas, and you can see a davar erva in this chukas. Technology. Velo yirua lecha erva zdaver. Velo yirua lecha erva zdaver. That's the analysis of Krishna in front of the zavach. Velo yirua lecha erva zdaver. So there's a shayla on the poiskim. Talmud Chacham is dinai ketsoya or dinai ke'erva. When you have to stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham, what if the Talmud Chacham is behind the schuchas? He's mechusa with a clear through schuchas. If the rechiv came up with Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham dinai ketsoya, tsoya avada schuchas is called the kisoy, for erva it's not called the kisoy. Kaponim, the Nachal Esau, he's clearing, what about the Gabi Dinah for the Egla Rufa? There's a din, the halal can't be tamun. What about schuchas? So he's mechusa. So I just wanted to declare. The Gemara says, what if there's two chalolim? The Gemara says, what if there's two chalolim, one on top of the other? Is min deminoi called a chatzitza? The Gemara is mesufik that maybe if there's two dead bodies that you found, that you don't make an egla rufa on the bottom one. Because he's mechusa, he's tamar. Or there's a tzadnat, min deminoi ein mechaitzitz. Also, sufik in the holy boy, against all the Gemara and say, that's been down. So I want to clear one thing. What would be if the halal is covered with a schuchis and with another guf? Now you have a mamonashach. Mitzad min b'minoy eni chaytzitz, but there's a schuchis also. Mitzad that the schuchis is see-through, but there's also another guf. Oh, you don't know, since each one alone is not called a tamen, there would still be a mini on the parashat. This is a suffix, man. If you mitzareth schuchis with another guf. Over thus the emes, it's a yam of zaken over there in the Nachal Esan. Another major shayla they have is that famous kasha that Rebbe asked, that why aren't we always choshish that something is a Nachal Esan? There's a din, there's a lot of deraisa that when something is a Nachal Esan, when you were oyer for negla rufa, it's usher to be mishtamish with it forever. So the shayla is, why aren't we always mesupik everywhere? How do you ever choshish in zareya? Maybe it's a Nachal Esan. Elma, you'll say roiv. How can achara roiv? Famous kasha. The Rashi Mekinen asks, and Mechas Chinuch talks about it, Shalom Melech, a lot of Achroinim. Why is it mutter b'chlal anywhere in the world, or maybe only in Tishrol, you have to know, to be choyrish v'zeirei in a karka, why aren't you choyrish v'nachal eisan? And you can start bringing back, sofik derai selachunas, sofik derai selakula, yesh laharcha v'zeh. Good. Fine.